Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? I'm a little tired. These energies are like a freaking roller coaster. Have you been noticing this?
Yeah, well, I just had a whole bunch of oral surgery, so, you know, I'm busy with that. But
okay,
I'm good. I'm living on soup.
Oh Lord!
I don't know what's what. I have too many variables, if you know what I mean. But it makes it interesting.
I understand totally. I just find that the energies, especially in the brain and the
a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, very intense, a lot of people feeling edgy, heart palpitations, you name it. It's just very intense. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about walk-ins. And
I love all these little fast haircut places, and they say, walk-ins welcome. I always chuckle.
That's very funny. Well,
I
and they
how many
are.
They get.
That's why they're here. So, I did send out an announcement last Friday. I did a walk-in webinar, and
I forgot to listen to that. Darn it!
Well, on the announcement that I sent out, there's a link, and you can go on and listen to it for free after the fact.
Okay.
And, I want to say something here. Lauren Gorgo, thinkwithyourheart.com, or net, I'm not sure which, Squirrel just sent out her latest, and I was like, oh, whoa. So I just want to say here that the information, and I can tell you, the information she's getting is so right on, it's not even funny. And I've been talking about the creator gods that are in. And so next week, you know, the team's been pushing me about doing a full show on this. And I was like, I don't think everybody's ready to hear this stuff. And then Lauren's piece came out, and I'm like, oh, right on. And she kind of skirted a lot of it, but you know, they've been coming, and they've been showing up in people's chakras, and I'm like, ah! So, it's not, it's time. And so next week we will do that show. And I promise
the creator gods?
We'll just leave it at that for now. And this has
to do
with...
Are they on Wall Street?
No. This has to do with Planet X and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And, you know, there's been a lot of fear around this, which is why I've had trepidation about coming forward. But they're moving so fast right now, I don't really have a choice. And Nibiru actually comes closest to the Earth October 28th. So the energies are enormous. And so on Lauren's piece, she really, you know, she didn't go into any names, but she skirted the issues, and I said, oh, crap, it's really time. And so we will definitely do that. And, you know, a lot of times with the team, you know, we have these arguments about what's going to be talked about sometimes, and I'm like, I don't think it's time yet. So obviously I was wrong.
Well, I
so
think
let's
it's
talk-
pretty interesting to do pacing when... The speed up is what 20 times as of February, I think.
Oh, I know, and there is just no way not to do what's coming in, but I do recommend to everybody, you know, if you didn't get the piece from Squirrel, then go on to her website. It's thinkwithyourheart.net or .com, and fascinating. We're at such a critical time right now, and it's so phenomenal. And the information she brought through was pretty powerful. It doesn't make it any easier on all of us, but it is powerful. And everybody I've talked to this week is getting pretty whacked out. And, you know, I have to say this. When I did the walking conference, what I thought was really fascinating, or the webinar, is that I was online with the host and co-host prior to everybody being online, and as people started getting online with their computers or on the phone, the feminine rage, my bladder started doing black backflips, and I'm like, oh, my word. So actually mid-show, I had to have them mute me so I could use the rest, and I just used the restroom. I had to go use the restroom again before I went into channel because, you know, with all of you that listen to the show, you've all, you know, gone through a lot of shifts, but I'm so sensitive to feminine rage that I'm just like, ah! And it's so pervasive. It's second chakra stuff, and you know that stuff so well, Veronica.
We worked on that tonight on my show.
Good. Well, that's exactly where you should be. You're right on target.
I have to be getting ready for your show.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you're perfect. So let's talk about walk-ins because this is such a fascinating subject. And the team was wonderful, and they fielded a lot of questions from people and so on. And it was a good show. And I knew it was going to be a little controversial. I didn't realize how. And what I did realize is that even though I'm not always in channel when I do stuff, I'm in conscious channel, which is a real challenge for me because stuff will come through whether I really want it to or not. you know, I'll start with, because this was really interesting in, you know, kind of going over the information I was going to present on the show, you know, was because I started thinking about it, am I really a walk-in? And this is a discussion one of their speakers for the event they're having in Arizona is a good friend of mine, and we've known each other a long time, and he was staying with me at one time. I've facilitated him a lot over the years. And you know, and he said to me, you know, Jackie, and he's a walk-in. He said, I really think you're a walk-in. And I said, walk-in, schmock-in. I think I'm a turn-on. Okay. I tend to negate labels, but that doesn't mean that I negate the experience. And I do it for me. The only thing I can absolutely say is that I'm definitely more, after I died, in 96. After I died, a lot more came back. But it took 3 years. It wasn't an overnight thing. And so there's a lot more of me here. And, you know, I had this discussion with Galaxis, and you know, it was a really interesting discussion in terms of, you know, and Galaxis made the comment, no, you know, you just needed to be more connected to your soul and bring more of your soul in, which really felt absolutely right on to me versus...
That makes sense to me, too.
Yes, it felt right, perfect. And it was an alignment with what I was feeling rather than feeling that something else walked in. That just didn't feel appropriate.
Who could replace you anyway without being noticed?
Although my son, you know, for 3 years kept saying, Ma, you know, who are you and what have you done with my mother? I did want to talk about this because I think it's so little understood, and I know there have been books written years ago about it. I know you'll remember the names. I don't. Jane something or other. I think that was right.
Robert?
Yes, and I did read them years ago. Not that I remember any of them. And but I will say this, okay? We have aspects of our soul manifesting on different planets and levels and dimensions. You know, our soul splits off in essence and has other manifestations all going on at the same time. And because we live in time, but everything else is really non-time. It's timing, but non-time. And you know, we're back to the one now moment concept, the giant spiral where everything is happening around this spiral, every single experience, all in one now moment. It's a very large spiral. All lifetimes, all experiences, etc. And of everybody. And so we really can kind of pop around, you know, which makes it viable as we're in the, this is something Lauren brought up in her piece, that we are really coming to that. Lazarus has even talked about that, that we would come to that where we could pop in and out of other lifetimes with ease, visit, come back. And when the team was preparing me for the show and they were showing me how, in essence, if there is an exchange, because everybody talks about being, you know, a soul agreement, but they always presume that it's a different soul, you know, and I was like, well, I'm sorry, I just don't see Joe and Bob up there in the cosmos, two different souls going, hey, can I borrow a couple of your guys for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years? So, and I don't mean to make light of this. Believe me, if there's anybody listening to the show right now that is a walker, please understand, I am not making light of it. This is, you know, an exploration at best, and I can only go by with what the team has been explaining to me, that this actually becomes either a split off of the soul or, in essence, another more advanced lifetime can be at any level and dimension. We don't always know what that is. It can be on another planet. One of several things can happen. The original being stays there in a diluted form, and the new aspect comes in. They have a stronger influence, and therefore you feel totally different because you're co-occupying, in essence, the physical vessel. I work with one person who is a collective, and when they came in, you know, they came in as a collective. They speak of themselves as we. I have worked with the vessel as well as working with them, and the vessel is very diluted. It's not like there's a lot of conversation with the vessel. The vessel doesn't speak. The collective speaks. Every once in a while, she'll come back into the vessel and speak for the vessel or comment on what the vessel is feeling. It's probably been the most complex experience I've ever had in terms of doing healing work, because you're healing, in essence, the vessel and dealing with the conflict between the vessel and the collective walk-in.
And this doesn't seem like multiple personalities, hey? I mean, it doesn't feel like the same interaction with life.
No, it's not. Because when you speak with a collective, which you always do in essence, but when you're dealing with them, what's so fast... Now, she holds a major job and so on and so forth, so this is not... what's very interesting to me, it's not multiple personality. What's very interesting to me is... the work that this particular person does in terms of grid work and so on and so forth, and able to see unbelievable things, okay, and assess them and shift them and talk. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you really know that this is what you're dealing with. It's quite astounding. I have another person who is a collective that kind of got stuck on the planet. And it's the best way I can describe it. They got pissed off about the way things were here and kind of basically got stuck. And it was a very interesting conversation this week, because they said, we had a session years ago. And during the session, you know, the team said, you're here to do this and this and, you know, work with the Jewish lineage and work with your lineage and do this and that. And at the time, she was like, she's crazy. There's no way. And 2 years later, she ended up in the hospital and almost died. And her higher self said, find that lady. So we've been working together almost weekly ever since. And this is the one that we work on, the Jewish lineage, her lineage, and so on. And it's really phenomenal. So there are different, you know, this is where, when people talk about walk-ins, and this was a conflict I always had, it was too simplistic in terms of, and I know that this can happen. It can happen when there's a deep emotional trauma. I don't know if you've ever encountered this, Veronica.
No, not that I was aware of, you know.
Okay, and, you know, I think this is the interesting thing. I don't think, under normal circumstances, that you would really go there when you're working with somebody. The one collective that came in to work with the Jewish lineage and so on, that was a given. And she didn't even know she was a collective. This is what was so fascinating. She has come to understand it. The other one knew she came in as a collective. There are multiple beings. For a while, they were kind of rotating, and we had to kind of do what we could to settle that down because it was just too disturbing. Beautiful high soul. And
so what are the clues? How do you know if it's a collective? How do you know?
Well, I won't go into the collective thing because that's really rare, okay? I think that, you know, obviously I got the short stick. But I would say everybody is a collective. I mean, when I look at people's chakras and all the beings in their chakras, we're carrying around, and you've done this work with me, so you know what I'm talking about. We are carrying around so much in our chakras. We tend to think of them as these little things on our body, you know, depending on what size you give them. But the truth is, they're enormous portals, okay? And they house different beings, and they literally, the tunnels that come out of them, come around the back and go out the portal to different levels and dimensions. Every chakra is different. And I've had enough experience with this that I absolutely know that. And I mean, I'm working in somebody's chakra the other day, and there was a being in there that had never been there before. I can tell you this one for sure. And she blew wide open, second chakra, had more feeling, activity, you name it, in the second chakra than she'd ever had in her life. Hmm. And when this being stepped forward, even I was like, holy mackerel.
What did it look like?
Enormously tall. It's not the only race, but enormously tall, very muscular, and with a bird face, bird head.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And it was definitely from Nibiru. There was no question. And it was incredibly loving, very powerful. I mean, very authoritative. But incredibly, I mean, it was like, whoa. Now, these are the creator gods of, you know, that's the name they give me, that have been coming in, and they are just big time. So, again, I don't want to, you know, segue off into that. But getting back to the kinds of walk-ins. What's been interesting for me, and I talked to a lot of people that were on the webinar. I got a lot of calls from people. And it was so interesting to talk to each one of them because each one was so different. And
did they mostly call in saying they were walk-ins?
No. No. These were people that called me for sessions, and so I had a chance to really chat with them, not while I was on the air. And so the connection was, you know, very very different, and each one of them was very unique, very unique. And for some of them, they absolutely, you know, how do you know you're a walk-in? Well, you come in and all of a sudden there are things you don't know how to do anymore, things you're not attracted, your likes and dislikes change, you know, everything can change. For me, after I died, which again, this was more of a soul merge, I had a hard time writing anything. I mean, it was like a 12. It was really less than 12. It was very interesting. I couldn't remember how to do a lot of it. I spent 9 months in meditation because that's pretty much all I could do. And I did spend that time in meditation. It was really quite phenomenal. So, became completely celibate, you know, a lot of things that I didn't used to be. So, but for a lot of these people that have walked in, they are aware that they are different. They are aware that the change is too drastic. They feel very detached from family, very detached from, you know, being human or all kinds of things. And I think that this is what's so fascinating about it. Now, there was one woman I talked to, and she mentioned the doll universe. And I mean, it was like somebody, you know, kicked over a big line of dominoes. And I thought, oh, God, I can't go there with her because I won't come back. And but she asked me, do you know the doll universe? And I said, yes. And which I thought was pretty interesting because it just flew out of my mouth. And, you know, we are multi-universal. We're not just universal. And I think that this is, you know, which then kind of wraps around the whole concept of creator gods, that, you know, you reach a certain level where you get to go off and create your own universe or create your own planet. And, you know, this, it's very difficult to kind of own that when, in fact, you know, you struggle day to day with just trying to make things happen in your life. But the truth is, you know, for as much as the team has talked about how big we really are, it's really apparent. For some of these people that were absolutely aware that there was a definite shift, their whole financial world fell apart. I mean, it was literally like they didn't know how to hold anything together, and which I found very, very interesting. The other thing is they immediately know that they have to go in and do everything they can to heal the physical vessel. It's a shock to them to come in, and especially to pick up all the lineage and everything that's sitting there, the other lifetimes.
You actually look different too, though, eh?
I think, you know, I'm the wrong one to ask because I'm a person of a thousand faces. I have changed so much over my lifetime. I'm the wrong one to ask. I guess it's possible. I really don't know. I think people take on different likes and dislikes. For me, when I died and came back, I was so light. I literally just pretty much locked myself in the house. It was uncomfortable for me to go anywhere because I felt like you could just kind of put your hand through me. And but, you know, that was my own experience. Now, and I want to go a little further with this in terms of, and I think there are people out there who have this sensing of connecting with other aspects of themselves on other planets. And my dear friend Kathleen used to laugh at me when I'd say so-and-so was here. And she'd say, you know, how do you know that's not you in another body form? And I'd laugh and I'd say, I don't. I absolutely do not. But, you know, if they are, they're a riot, you know, or they're beautiful or whatever. Every variable is there. And I think that this is something that for all of you that are listening, okay, that have gone through, especially, and I found it really interesting, rather than having to come to a near-death experience for this to happen, that can also happen through an emotionally traumatic experience. Now, we're
We've
reaching...
We've had those.
A few. Well, I think, too, with the way the energies are, with what we're going through right now on the planet, I think it's going to be a little difficult to differentiate between ascension and walk-in. You know, the people that were on the webinar, the majority of them, I think, have been dealing with this question and looking for an answer to why they're different, what happened to them. And I think there's probably a lot more, whether they're soul merged and they're holding more of their soul energy, or another aspect of their soul came in, merged with them, whether the vessel stayed there, the original owner of the vessel, stayed there and diluted to a degree to allow this other being to come in, which is a possibility. You know, for me, when I channel, it feels as, and this is why it gets really crowded, and I think this is one of the reasons I have a problem, is there are times, and I won't say all the time, but there are times when I have felt pushed over. And I thought it was very interesting. It was an interesting phenomena. And, you know, this is my way of explaining the extra 5 pounds. I'm sorry. I just entertained myself. So, and your question was really a good one, Veronica, which is, how do you know the difference between multiple personality disorder and a collective walk-in? And I think that was a really, really good question. And
but
I
maybe
actually
there isn't in some cases. Maybe that's a misinterpretation by some people.
Say it again.
Sometimes it could be. It's so hard to figure it out. I'm thinking that sometimes it could be one when it's the other, you know?
There is no question about that. This particular instance that I was talking about, two separate ones, one who's definitely a collective energy but doesn't identify between itself and others. The other one is a vessel who's able to identify with the others. And I actually had Ted look at it, and he could see very clearly, because he said, you know, you've got the big challenge here. And I said, you think? And so, and this is somebody I adore, absolutely adore, but I see the conflict. And I see the difficulty, and when the vessel kicks up, depending on what a belief is, we have to really acknowledge the vessel and work with the vessel in terms of how the vessel can deal with it. It's very interesting. For all of you out there, and I think all of you feel that you've gone through such a transition, you feel so different than you used to, you know, I'm not throwing this out to say you're all walk-ins. Could you have merged more strongly with your soul? Probably. I think a lot of people that have done a tremendous amount of work can merge more deeply with their soul for whatever reason. You know, I didn't feel like I had a choice.
Well, the whole soul retrieval thing is about parts of your soul that have split off on this plane. So why not in other planes as well, eh?
Well, and I think, well, we know that the soul manifests, has multiple manifestations. It's the soul. It has the ability to do that. We also know that there are different races who don't need to physically come here and step into a physical vehicle. They can send an aspect of themselves because their personal manifestation is so big. Very interesting concept. And I've seen
this with people. I heard something the other day. I was reading something. I can't even remember where because there's so much stuff coming by us these days, but that there's such an influx of beings and consciousnesses entering the body minds of many, many people all over the world in order to create the... And so how is that different? Is that the same thing?
No, that is, in essence, a walk-in, not in the sense of the word that the vessel leaves, but that they cohabit the vessel. And there is an agreement for that, okay?
It could make you nastier, too.
Well, yeah, right. Well, we hope that's not the case.
I need some space here.
Well, as long as you can cohabitate and not be in conflict.
Right.
And I think that's a really big issue, to be able to cohabitate and not be in conflict. For me, during the week, I'm very robotic. And it fascinates me that I have to do certain things at certain times and this and that. I don't feel like, I don't know if there's anything normal. You probably would not throw normal in my name in the same sentence.
not normally.
But for the time that I've done this, I have had this sensing of when I'm working, and it may be just a process, I have no idea, but when I'm working within a certain time, you know, I know I have to do this at this time, this at this time. The sessions are scheduled at certain times. If I vary them, it's always interesting because I can feel this big kind of recalibration in me when that happens. And so... I don't know that we have any ways to define that. I like what you said, which I absolutely agree with, that a lot of beings are coming in to join with humans right now. A lot of the channeling that you're seeing right now are beings that have come in, and the vessel has to try to harmonize and bring through the information to the best of their ability. You know, there's so much, as you said, there's so much information coming through right now that...
It's hard to keep up.
Oh, absolutely. I think about you often, you know, having to read a book for this guest and that guest, and I think, dear God, you know, if I had to read a book a week, I would slash my wrist, seriously. I just was screaming into the night. There's no way I can fit that into everything I do. It's impossible for me.
But we're on a slightly different thing. But it's a wonderful weaving of the frequencies that are hitting the collective.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. And that's why I love doing the show with you, because energetically I can kind of pick up some of the stuff that's going on with you and some of the merging that you've done with so much that's happening. And that's a lot easier for me than the other. Before I go into channel, I'm going to be doing a conference on 11-11-11 in Malibu. And I will be sending out this week the announcement. Some phenomenal people are going to be there, and they're bless them. I knew I couldn't do a whole intensive myself, so this literally was brought to me, and the team just said yes. And I was like,
great.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful
and
news.
It is wonderful news. I'm very excited, and they're doing a lot of, they're working very hard on the promotion. They have some wonderful, it's lovely, and the facility is beautiful. So I'll send out the announcement, and there's a YouTube as well, and it's really, it's going to be very nice. And, you know, they have musical performers and free workshops and all kinds of things for the day. It's very exciting, and they certainly have given me a lot of latitude in terms of what I want to do. And, you know, they have all the equipment. I just couldn't be happier. Mine's all packed up. And so it makes it very elegant and easy for me to step in and do it. It's also very affordable for the day. So I will send something out this week on that.
Wonderful.
Anyway,
let me...
Yeah, it was really perfect.
You will be a walk-in that day.
Yeah, probably.
Walking into Malibu, woohoo!
Yeah, well, you know, and another presenter, and unfortunately I don't have his name now, lovely being, and he's also very in contact with extraterrestrials and beautiful soul, absolutely a beautiful soul. So I'm very happy to share the deals with him. The whole thing feels so good, so I am very excited. And I thank the team for the elegance. I really do. So, okay. And there will be we're going to do an interview this week and on Skype, and they're going to be putting that up as well. So there's a lot going on around this. Very nice. It's on my Facebook page. Not all of it. I think most of it's there. She put it on, not me. Lord knows that's not my forte. I'm lucky to be able to open Facebook.
I don't think you're my friend on Facebook. We'll have to work that out.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me.
Now I'm offended. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, this is my problem is I don't get on it enough. And, you know, between YouTube and Facebook and, you know, there's so much media, it's kind of hard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring in the team. Right. All right. Wonderful to be with all of you and you, Veronica, as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is the second time we've got to talk about walk-ins in a week, so we're
mm-hmm.
All right. For all of you that are listening to this show, we're just scanning you. Each and every one of you may feel at some level that you are walking. Veronica, you included.
I do.
All right. You've had some traumatic things happen where there was a definite possibility of more coming in. And you know what those are. All right. And for all of you, this has not been a walk in the park. All right. Now, we've talked to you about who you are, how much more you are than you understand. The incredible things that you took on in this lifetime with purpose for a number of reasons. All right. Your learning, your soul's expansion, to help shift the collective and to help the universe. We've talked about this so many times, that what you're doing on Earth is helping the entire universe. Your extraordinary dance, right? all of the things that you planned prior to coming here, the meetings you have in the dream state, dear ones, wonderful meetings about where do you go, the directions you go, the frustration that many of you feel that, unfortunately, you don't necessarily remember those meetings, and have changes in your lives, changes you didn't expect, changes you can't imagine that you planned, but some of you did. You're not here to struggle, even though for some of you it's been a struggle. We want you to understand. The difficult part for all of you is to trust what's happening. And the way that you've existed on planet Earth is to push and to promote and to do and to fear of survival, lots of that. But you're going to find more elegance, more ease coming into your experience. Healing? Oh, yes. That's why you're listening to this show. Many of you work with us already, or with Veronica. Everything you do right now has an exponential impact. Exponential impact. Now, many of you are from very high levels that you can't even imagine yet. We're not going to tell you, and the reason we don't tell you is that when it's time for you to know, your higher self will make certain, either through us, through whoever, or directly to you, to discover. Read something, see something, have something trigger. That's it. And when it happens, it'll be when your ego is in a place that you could deal with it. We're not insulting you, everyone. All right, please be clear with that. In a way, you've had to function in a form of amnesia for a long time. You're going to see that change very rapidly. And you're going to feel more and more connected to something much greater, to the realization that out of love for your universe, you wanted to be on planet Earth. Whether you were here through the full incarnational cycle, or you just came in for this lifetime, or part of this lifetime, whichever the case may be. You're all heroes, every one of you. We've said this over and over again, and we're not the only ones. Many have said how loved you all are. The goal for all of you is to believe it, to feel it, and to be ready to receive it. To love yourselves enough to truly believe it. So many of you have walked around saying, why would I do this? Why would I create that? Why did I have such a crappy life? And as you come to more and more understanding of how each and everything in your life, though not always easy, was a gift. That's the difficult one. But the more you look at that, at life, that way. And ever experience that way. Always looking for the gift. You're going to see how amazing your life can be. The temptation right now, as there is so much fear on the planet. Some of you are feeling, Veronica, this is the anxiousness you talked about. Right. It's those waves of fear for all of you sensitive ones. Feeling it, triggering it in you. And we ask you to try and to do the most important thing, which is to step out of the fear. Because you will miss the receiving. You will miss the elegance. You will miss the ease. You will miss the love. Fear is the enemy now. We recognize that with everything you're seeing and hearing, it looks pretty scary out there. But trust us when we tell you that you're far more than you know. And that you're all going to step into more, not less. Joy, not suffering. Love, as much as you're willing to receive. You are the inspirations, people. You are. You're the light. Wherever you go, even in your own homes, radiating out the love. You're the tower, sending out the beep, 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 beep. Countering the fear, the panic, the negativity, the conjecture. And your media, oh, is going to be full of all these things. We have been playing with you, talking to you, loving you, reaching out to you. For some of you, a very long time in this lifetime. For most of you, you know us all so well. Not necessarily each and every one. But you are people of the universe. The word star being has lost some of its meaning. Yes, everyone on your planet is one. They may not be in touch with it like you are. This is not the time to sit around and want to go home. And we know those that do. That have said, it's just too painful to be here. I can't feel everybody's pain any longer. And we've told them, don't go now. You're going to miss the fun. You're going to miss the most exciting time you can imagine. And for some of them, they can't stay. That's all right. Others are walking through very big challenges right now. But having magic in their lives, opportunities that are no explanation for, feeling something else come in and touch their lives. And you will all live this way, people. Truly in touch with magic.
And we'll have to end this soon.
All right, Veronica, you go ahead and tell about your show.
Okay, Tuesday night, in the heart of the full moon, which is about relationships, apparently I'm doing an interview with Barry and Joyce Vassell on conscious relationships. That's 8 o'clock.
With whom, please? With whom? With whom?
Barry and Joyce Vassell. They've been
they've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
They're quite the authorities on relationships. Wonderful. Wonderful. Perfect. Did you plan this, or did it... What?
No, it just happened to land on the full moon.
Again. Magic, Veronica.
Isn't magic great?
Yes.
And then Thursday I'll be back on...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say Thursday night at 7 o'clock I'll be back on with Radiance by Design. And we were talking about, the feminine and... The nurturing, being able to rise. So I think we'll continue with some of that.
Excellent.
And then you.
Excellent. All right. All right. How much time do we have, dear?
We have 2 minutes.
All right. We, and when we say we, the concept of we has expanded. Be aware of that. Would like to work with you tonight. Again, to receive more love. And a greater sense of value. We're not talking the ego type of value. We're talking about real value. The incredible being and contribution that each one of you have made and continue to make on Earth. And we would like to honor you. What does that mean? That means an awareness. Yes, I am valuable. And I'm loved. And you can hold that. And when you hold that, you will attract that to you. More and more of it. There's the magic, Veronica. There is the magic. I'm valuable and I'm loved. I'm loved by God, Goddess, all that is. I'm loved by the divine, by the infinite. I am loved by the universe. And all of you are loved by people that you know on Earth. Some you know, some you don't know yet. But you will. We promise you, you will. And I'm safe. Loved, valued, and safe. Tonight, if we may. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you may have a kind of sweetness with you. Before you open your eyes, remembering that you allowed that in. We love you so much, dear ones. We love you, Veronica.
Thank you, and you.
It is always a joy to be with all of you, to bring to you as much as we possibly can, to help you to step forward with courage, humor, excitement and anticipation. Until we speak with all of you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
Oh. Okay, we're on?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Good night, everybody. I love you all. Next week, we'll talk about the Creator Gods and all that comes with it.
Wow, I can hardly wait.
Oh, there's a lot. And I just thought I was going to have a little more quiet time. Not. Veronica and I love all of you. Remember that we are all one. There's no way it can be any other way. We are all one. And thank you so much for tuning in. Veronica, thank you for being here tonight with me. As always, you're such a precious soul.
Thank you to you and all you do for us all.
I really do love all of you so much. It's really I do feel honored. I do get tired, but I do feel honored to be with everybody. We'll talk with you next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.